Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Wow, welcome back. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica, joined by Harrison. To my left, I'm to his right.
Yeah.
We're here.
We've arrived.
We're chaotically here.
Are we?
Yeah.
I think we're fine. I don't think.
Yeah.
We're chill.
Were we chill before this? I don't know.
No, setup was pretty bad.
Yeah. It's fine because we're both here to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. Mostly anime, mostly manga today. But also we're trying to clear up this never-ending backlog. Which is clearing up slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly getting there. But some would say it's two people. It's Harrison and I. Veronica Harrison. Conversing.
Like Nova Combo and Juvia Combo spot right up on my head. Trying to
throw
me
off. A little. Yeah. Just a little bit. Almost worked. And this is episode 7 of our Haikyuu manga review series. So follow along. You do need to watch or read a little bit of this section. So yeah, manga-wise, it's chapters 230 to 246. And then the, I think, 1 or 1.5 episodes was in season 4, the beginning. I don't remember what episode numbers. But yeah, we'll be talking about one game. It is the Tsubakihara? Tsubakihara?
Yeah, I think we decided just to do games versus like...
like actual like arcs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from moving forward, we're doing... Karasuna versus
because it's essentially just the Nationals arc, right? So
yeah, it's just the Nationals.
Imagine if you had to like talk about majority of the stuff and broken up into halves, and then finally,
oh dear God,
isn't that how we originally had it?
It would have been a lot. Yeah, it would have been a lot.
I like looked at her. I was like, I mean, I'd like to talk about each game. I feel like it'd be more fun. I think the last one there was like 3. Or something.
On accident, I think. Yeah. It's fine. We made it through. But yeah, so we're just going to be talking about one game. A little bit of backstory here and there because there was some.
Yeah, there was.
Actually. I mean, we can talk about Takada. That boy. He's something else.
Takada.
With his crush.
Oh, Tanaka?
Tanaka or is it Takada? Maybe I misspelled.
I think you misspelled.
I think it's Tanaka. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Tanaka.
You're right. I probably just misspelled. Hello? The ending K is right there.
I thought you liked Haikyuu.
I do. I just don't remember names.
That's on.
That's on brand.
That's on brand. Yeah. I was like, damn.
All right. That's on brand. Did you enjoy this little?
Are you okay?
I almost fell.
Yeah, for those listening, yeah, I just see her sway and tilt to one side. I thought she was just readjusting, which I'm sure you were. Just in your chair and she adjusted
too far. I
was like
adjusting. She almost fell out. I almost fell. It's fine.
But I did like this, and it was a good reminder of, like, so this is their first game, so they're like getting used to it.
It's like the first day.
First day.
So they're kind of just like walking around.
Walking around, it's like soaking in that it's happening.
That they're here.
Yeah.
Somehow. But I love the part where Nishinoya almost bumped into a girl. And it was just like face to chest. And he was just like, I'm ready.
This is how I die. I'm ready to accept.
He was like, I accept my fate. And then he just like falls face first.
Yeah.
I think that was like one of my favorite bits during this part. But yeah, Harrison, did you like all like the, I guess, outside story of the game? Anything outside of it? Because there's a few bits and pieces here.
Can you remind me of which ones I should... Just because I read far enough that I'm like, okay, wait, which side stories?
I mean, Tanada's crush.
Oh, yeah, the whole crush. Yeah. The one girl he can talk to like a normal person.
But did you like how like all the third years were like, is he finally noticing she's a girl?
Is it their years or is it like his
It was like second the third years.
I thought it was like the rest of the second years, but yeah, no, it was just funny because I think everyone was just wild that he was talking to the girl like normal. And he's like, oh, we're just been childhood best friends. What I liked was this rest of the second year was just like, he's had this entire time. Excuse me? High school boys.
I loved her bubble thoughts though, because she actually had a crush on him.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that there was a misunderstanding, but
yes. Miscommunication.
Miscommunication.
Like high school kids.
Typical high school. It was a mini shoujo anime or section in that whole ordeal.
It was cute. But let's get into the game. So this is like their first day, first game. Obviously both teams did not want to go, but one had to.
Yeah.
And I think the Subakihara? I think that team, they, whenever their bubble thoughts came up, it was just like, I don't want to go home.
I will say they kind of do this with the other games. Remember, like, they'll kind of focus on the other team for a bit.
Yeah.
To kind of build off of why or where Karasune was at and how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do such a good job. Like, the mangaka does such a good job in, like, getting to eventually. At first, you're like, oh, yeah, Karasuno has to beat these guys. You gotta hate them. Because, you know, it's if they...
They're enemies.
They're enemies, right? But he somehow gets you to, like, be like, oh, no, if I could, I'd root for these guys, but I can't. But it's, like, the feeling starting to inch towards that, right? Because you start empathizing and you start understanding, like, how they feel. Because you get time to see each character. It's really quick, but it's, like, you get, like, a quick, like, kind of...
It's like a snapshot.
Snapshot of like how they would be.
Yeah.
So I can understand how people could like get attached to some of these. Like these, not as much, but it's just cool that you start empathizing by the end. I think that's what think definitely. The writing's really good. Yeah. Can you believe that this was only an episode and a half? And then
I was searching for this. I was like, I remember this team because they were like the blue and yellow jersey team.
Yes.
And then I was searching in season 4 in the beginning and I was like, where the heck are they? And then I think it was like episode 4 or 5. It was like the full episode. And then the next episode was just half of it because, surprise, they did not win. The other team did not win. And then it just cuts into like other stuff, like side games they were watching. So I was like, oh my god, for like a mini game that's like 16 chapters, for it to be an episode and a half was crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, the point really was just to show like, oh, Karasuno just needs to literally warm up, like get used to the stadium, really. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, because I mean, if they're in Tokyo, the stadium's obviously bigger, wider. Yeah,
way bigger. Yeah,
the ceiling's like higher.
Yeah.
So everyone just had to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But our ball boy can finally read some balls.
He's looking. He's watching.
He's watching.
It's based on intuition and not just his gut reaction.
Which is like, I think, really scary because they start touching up on that, because Hinata's always been like, oh, I'm a gut feeling zoomy kind of boy.
Yeah. No, and it's cool because it's finally showing what he learned from the camp, which is crazy because I still think like showing how much he's progressed here, and people mm-hmm. notice, right? And how much he didn't do much. Yeah, like you mentioned, he was just a ball boy. But it's so cool to see how he is trying to learn how to receive. Because he kind of knows, but he's learning how to get into like, place.
Yeah, like position himself.
Positioning and all that stuff. Because he's always close. But like, I think the first time was his face or his chest. And I think at one point...
he was like too far up or too far back. And like he missed it.
Yeah.
But it was good. Because like, I think like even the coach and like Kageyama, they were like, oh god, he's actually like reading like the game.
Yeah. And I think anyone that's interacted with him and we're watching, mm-hmm. they're like yeah. impressed. They're like, oh yeah. my God, this is, he's growing. He's learning. He's
growing. But then, like, we kind of get, like, the audience view, and they're like, oh, this kid sucks. Like,
which is such doing? A fun, yeah, it's such a fun, like, reminder of, like, if you just watch from the outside, I would be easily guilty. I'm like, dude, oh, what yeah. the hell is this kid doing?
What is he doing?
He's playing volleyball at a national level, and what is he doing?
I know.
So.
But good proud of him.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, this team needed to warm up, but Kageyama really needed to warm up, too. It was kind of weird seeing him like this, rereading it. So I was just like, oh, I do not remember
yeah,
him.
Like his setting, like he has to know like how many, like how far and all how that.
Yeah.
He's misjudging how far.
How high. It was just, yeah. It was crazy.
But it's such a cool, I think in the anime it was done really well. Where by the end of the episode, it shows like, it literally is just him loading the grid. And that's,
yeah.
I think that's such a cool, and it shows in the manga, but it just looks cooler in anime.
No,
I just like the idea of like, he's loading up, he's literally just loading up his system.
He's like at like 25% right now, and he just like goes up to 100.
And he's like, all right, fully loaded, let's go, boys.
I'm loaded, I'm ready to go. Also, really proud of Yamaguchi. His float serves are getting better.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's such a cool, I think that was also cool, because they again they're like building up people and they give like mm-hmm. the quick like his part is I think is more often not like a quick like oh, okay here's what we've been doing
yeah
like with his mentor I like how now he finally has like a focal point that he's a focal to reset yes. right mentally because I know that's like he's got the jitters so he's like freaking out
he's has anxiety it's fine
but her boy's finally like actually
he's doing it
dude it hit and I was like oh it's going oh my god
I'm so proud of him
is this the point they allude to the second year that can also jump float
yeah
that was yeah. was that later or was this the next
I think
game?
It was in the next game
okay
yeah
okay I just want to make sure see I think yeah, I misremembered yeah. but it's fine
it was the next game Yeah. But then, like, Yamaguchi's always like, someone else here knows how to float serve. I gotta be better.
No, that's the thing I wanted to point to was, like, he's starting to get competitive.
Yeah.
Which I think is in the... I'm remembering because of the anime. And in anime, they made him, like, more of, like, a
he's more a good timid boy. In the anime.
Yeah, more timid. So you're, like, kind of... Oh, while in the manga, it kind of makes sense. Which is an interesting comparison. Yamaguchi's the one that I thought was, like, done differently, kind of.
I think so, too. They, like, change up his personality in the mm-hmm. anime. Like, he's more timid. He's more just kind of, like, a background character.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that competitive side. And then when you read it, it's like...
Because when you read it, he says a lot more snarky remarks.
Yeah,
he does. Initially. So, his vibe... So, him being a bit more, like, aggressive this part kind of makes sense. So.
I love it whenever like people are calling his best friend Suki and they're like, don't call him Suki. He's always like, no, that's my name. That's my nickname. But obviously, I mean, there's two sets this game. Karsuna obviously won both. I think I really empathized.
What do you
empathize?
Now there's an
the
emphasis on your empathy.
I know. I was like, "Where's my?"
I'm like, "Wait,
where's our heart?" today's hard morning. It's fine. Yeah, the other team because they're thought bubbles and they're like kind of like past selves. They're like, "Oh, we're gonna get to the nationals. We're gonna go past like round one because they never got past round one."
Yeah.
And then by the end of the game, they're like, we were just unlucky going against this team.
Yeah. But it's still like, it does capture like, once you hit nationals, it's all or nothing, right? So
yeah,
all really their is. Thoughts, like you expect the same with Karsuno, but it was nice to see their thought bubbles or their conversations of like,
yeah,
no, they're in the same boat. Everyone's like, no, we got to win this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they have third years. Like this is like their last season. Mm-hmm. Like. Newcomers obviously this is like the first game where someone underhand serves, so yeah. Which was like a new thing for Karasuna too. Dude,
don't I still love, and this is why I liked Haikyuu in the sense of like back then for anime at least there was Kuroko no Basuke, right? And it's like yeah. Or other animes would point to other sport animes would be like, oh, this is a power.
This is a power up.
This is a power up. This is a special, like, they make it very.
It's like a special ability or yeah. Something. Yeah.
Very fantasy. But here it's like, oh, it's a new ability, but it's like real. Like, there's, it's just yeah. Like, there, it's, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's a, oh my God, he's doing an underhanded serve. They've never, no, most people don't do this now because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, most people don't do this because, you know. Past policies or whatever, yeah, game yeah, yeah. Rules, like, yeah. You know, it's old. But, and this kid even had, like, the worst anxiety out of everyone.
No, and that's when Yamaguchi's just like, oh, I feel that. I feel that for
you. He's like, I feel you, man. But yeah, I think I like the underhand serve move because it's just, like, Daichi and everyone, they're like, oh, we could get this.
No,
because
it makes so, that's the thing. You don't think about it. You're in the same. Yeah. You think the same yeah. Thing. You're like, oh, that's what's the big deal, Leo?
Yeah.
Right. And then once he does it, you this because they introduce it at the end of set one, and yeah. they get the idea of like, oh, the ball goes up, oh, the ceiling lights are bright, and you as a reader, I didn't think about that, and I forgot yeah. When I reread this, I'm like, oh, that is an issue. Oh my God.
You were like, oh, high ball, but there's like lights and stuff, and it's just like, where is it gonna drop?
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
But then he actually like uses it more in set two, right?
In set two, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It was just like I really felt bad for them. First day, first round, they just
lost. It's really again, I think this the game typical like every it's like most other quick games. But it's fun to see because it was more fun to see the audience. Like we follow a couple, I can't remember. But there's one couple There's one couple that's like it's fun because it's like I could imagine myself being in their shoes and they're like reading off the paper and like checking out each team and they're like, oh, yeah. I like that team, the black jersey team. You know, it's like really quick, yeah. Like so. I think that was the fun part for this is just watching their reactions and people like freaking yes. Out or like
yeah over the quick set or yeah. Like Hinata or something crazy going on.
Yeah.
But I mean there were two former Karasuna captains watching and their reactions and like meeting the new team was hilarious.
It was so good. And yeah, I had to remind myself whose was whose like third year's like,
yeah, captain, yeah. Right?
Because I think the first one, the more energetic, emotional one was when Daichi third years with the first years, right?
Yeah, with the first years. Yeah.
And then the other one, the more
straightforward kind of like guy.
Okay, was when
they were
Tanaka and like Nishinoya were like first years.
First years.
Because yeah. You could tell when, that's what it was just cool to see like they both greet or both yeah. Years greet their captain in a way. So that was cool.
The former captains were scared of the first years.
Yeah, they're like, I love how like he was like, I wish I remember which name was which. Do you have it in order? Is that what it is?
It's the Shiro. I think so.
I think yeah. Kurokawa was the second one.
It was the second.
Comment down below if we're wrong. But
oops.
We're bad with names. On brand.
We are. It's on brand.
Kurokawa was like, who's the first? It's. You could tell, like, he's, like, paying attention, right?
Yeah.
The other one's just, like, freaking the fuck out.
I know. The other one who is older is just yeah. Like, whoa, they're tall.
No, yeah, yeah. It is like... Tashiro's the one that was the older one. And then Kurokawa was, like, the one that analyzed.
Yeah.
He was like, who's the first year? Who are those guys? Right? It's like.
Who's the quick set?
Who's doing the quick cut? Those guys are scary.
I love how they described Hinata perfectly. Like, the third years are like, oh, yeah, he's a monster. He's a brat. He's crazy. Like, all of the things that he is.
Man.
But, yeah, the only other thing I want to talk about was Hinata finding out there's another player that's just as short as him.
Yeah.
And who is actually called the Little Giant.
Yeah. Did they? Or they? I think they just kept referring to him.
Yeah.
To the Lord. Right? I don't think they called him that yet. Or the
possible Or they're rising. Like, I think, yeah, it's a possible rising.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was cool because I think Hinata.
Because that kid was from the training camp. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hinata has never seen someone as short as him. So it's just like, oh, this is interesting. This is different. This is something else.
And it was cool. And so again, it's cool that like people were like freaking out, or the team was freaking out. They're like, oh, what if he like gets down by like,
yeah,
seeing him and all that.
The third years were worried. Yes. Yeah.
But then if anything, it was cool. Like it was just cool to see like how they have this rivalry all of a sudden.
I know.
But I think the rivalry is like by the other kid. Cause he's like,
what's his name? Hoshimi?
I got something? You. Give me a
something.
I'm looking, spilling time. With, don't worry
with,
about it.
With the wild hair, white hair.
Because he has like bird features.
Yeah.
Again, I love how each team has a theme, and that kid's the theme of bird features.
He's a little birdie.
Dude, am I? Okay. Yeah, Hoshi. I can't say his name. Hashomi?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He looks like a bird.
Yeah, he looks like a bird. But yeah, excited to see where, you know, all this competitive and motivation comes from for Hinata.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Everyone's having these reactions to Hinata. It's great. Blah, blah, blah. Typical.
It's awesome. It's amazing. But yeah, that's all I had. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, I think that's it.
It was short and sweet.
Yeah.
Short and sweet game.
Yeah. Actually, no. It was he saw and everyone's so worried, but I think Hinata actually said like, oh, I'm glad I came. Because he's like happy to know that someone else is like, because I think the kid was doing an interview, I think, right?
Yeah.
He was saying like, oh, why?
Why are you like talking about my height? And
yeah. Why would you say, oh, if you're going to say it's great for someone of your height, that shouldn't matter. Essentially. Yeah. And Hinata's like, dude, that's great. So that actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah, everyone was worried, but he's like, I think Hinata was smiling, right? Because in the anime, it was just like showing the back.
I think he got motivated.
Yeah, it was more motivation. But the other guy was like, what? Why is he smiling? How is he not wowed? I like that's his thing.
I know. He's like, you're not wowed by me? Yeah.
No, I think it's cool. And I think, oh, and then running back, didn't Tanaka break her heart?
Yes. I like how he just like blurted out. He's like, I'm interested in someone else.
Because he blurted that out. And then she was talking to, I think, her cousin or something, right?
Her other friend or cousin. Yeah.
No, I think it was her. It was a huge misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah. That was her cousin.
Yeah. So.
It was interesting.
But Tanaka learns he has a chance because he's a dumb boy.
What you mean?
Or is that the next? Yeah, no. Yeah, there it goes. I see it.
Yeah.
A big misunderstanding. He's an idiot.
The miscommunications of high school love. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah, that's all I have. Is that all you have?
That's all you have.
Closing thoughts. Yeah. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Convo, NGOVO Convo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below what we missed out. Names we mispronounced. Names we forgot.
Oh, you know.
It really is on brand, so don't yell us.
Or do.
Don't yell. Or do.
Yell at everyone. Or yell at Veronica. It's fine.
Yeah.
I gave permission.
Fine. Harrison, the other half, gave permission. It's fine. But like this video. Smash that subscribe button. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.